This is WLRN Miami Herald News. I'm Marva Hinton. In their pursuit of back-to-back NBA titles, the Miami Heat have found an unlikely hero on their road to repeat. WLRN's Phil Latzman has the story of the player that has quickly become an important cog and a fan favorite after being given a second chance to fly in Miami.
Chris Birdman Anderson was circling the NBA's proverbial trash heap when he was picked up by the Heat as a free agent in January. No one could have predicted the impact he would have for the defending champs in the coming months.
If I had said a year ago that you'd be playing in the NBA Finals and you'd be a significant part of a rotation for a team that could win a championship, what would you have said?
I think that's already a movie. That's Back to the Future, ain't it?
With most of his body festooned in tattoos, the Mohawked 6'10" Texan is known outside of Miami more for his looks than for his game. Teammates dubbed him Birdman because of his swooping style. The 34-year-old Anderson has filled a much-needed rebounding and scoring void that had threatened to derail the Heat's chances at a repeat.
I just put in the work, you know, show the coaches, show the organizations what I'm capable of doing, and I just put my head down and get on the grindstone and just keep on rolling with it because that's what I do best, and that's what they brought me here for is to provide energy and go to the glass and be disruptive on the defensive end.
A year ago, the Denver Nuggets decided the Birdman was more like an albatross. He was given his release by the team during a police investigation into an internet relationship with a minor. That investigation is ongoing. Previous to that, he was kicked out of the NBA's nest for two seasons between 2006 and 2008 for violating the league's substance abuse policy. Anderson is reluctant to discuss his past, though he does admit that each of the tattoos, covering about 75% of his body, reflect the challenges he's had to overcome. But for teammates like forward Udonis Haslam, he only sees the basketball player.
Obviously, another hard-nosed guy that competes, rebounds, defends, you know, block shots, and the crowd loves him. The crowd, they love him when he comes in the game or when he makes a huge play. He really gets our fans into it and gets us excited.
Well, here's an announcement on the Birdman. Standing ovation from the crowd.
That's Marv Albert on TNT describing Anderson checking in during the Heat's Game 7 win over the Pacers in the Eastern Conference Finals. After he'd been suspended in Game 6 for getting his hackles up and shoving Indiana's Tyler Hansbrough. Though only with the team for 5 months, Bird is the word for these Heat fans.
Come on at the Birdman, do that all game.
He brings a lot of energy to the team, man. It's amazing. It brings excitement not only to the team but to the crowd, and that's what makes us go crazy for the Heat.
What he's shown is that he has tremendous resiliency. He's tough. He doesn't mind getting into a scuffle.
And Anderson says he is grateful for the chance to prove himself again in Miami on basketball's biggest stage.
It's amazing, there's still that task at hand, and that's winning the finals and being a champion. Then after that, you know, I'll start just deciding on whether or not to do a movie script.
But first he'll have to decide whether to stay in Miami or fly the coop for more cash. Anderson made just over $500,000 in salary this season with Miami, mere chicken scratch for most NBA players, so it's unclear if the Heat will be able to keep him in their flock in the future. I'm Phil Latzman in Miami.
For more on the Birdman's rise in Miami and to see a slideshow of some of his biggest fans, go to WLRN.org. This is WLRN Miami Herald News. I'm Marva Hinton.